The BBC first moved into Bush House in 1941. It was wartime, and the BBC's European services had become too big for their temporary headquarters in a converted skating rink in Maida Vale in West London. In the decades that followed, as the Second World War gave way to the Cold War and then to today's complex world, Bush House became a unique icon of authority and trustworthiness in news to millions of listeners around the globe. Often the World Service and the BBC's language services were the only source of reliable information available to listeners. In some countries, that's still largely true today. But now the BBC is leaving Bush House for a much expanded broadcasting house little more than a mile away. It's a gleaming new digital centre full of the latest technology and its own proud broadcasting heritage. The language services have already made the move, and this news bulletin for the English Language World Service is the very last BBC broadcast from Bush House. This benign Tower of Babel, the scene of so many great broadcasting moments and the home of so many great broadcasters over the years, is now silent, its corridors deserted, its studios empty. As the BBC's Director General, I'd like to pay tribute to all those who made Bush House such an enduring beacon of truth and objectivity in a troubled world, and I'd like to thank everyone who's tuned in over the years. The World Service's London base may be changing, but the BBC's commitment to serve our audiences around the world remains as strong as it's ever been. This is Mark Thompson, BBC News, Bush House.